Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Redmen News. It is our daily news show and today we are sponsored, I am proud to say, by Unibet. So if today's video isn't enough transfer news and rumours for you, then do go over to Unibet blog. They've got some fantastic writers actually over there, including Liverpool writer Gareth Roberts, editor of The Anfield Wrap. He writes there, he's done some great articles on there. I can truly recommend them. One of the ones that he did a couple of weeks ago now, but still makes perfect sense to me, is he did an article or a blog, I should say, about why Liverpool don't need an Aboubakar. He's also done them on things like Mohamed Salah, and why he should stay at Liverpool Football Club, and he's saying why Liverpool players shouldn't be leaving this club at this time. I can fully get behind each and every one of those articles. He's a fantastic writer and he is one of many. If you want to go over there and check that out, the link is in the description. We'll post one in the comments as well, of course. But do go over and check them out. They're supporting us, so please help them by supporting them as well. We are into the news. A proper then, and a claim from Portugal this time. The midfielder's agent is set to meet with Liverpool and Tottenham, and this is Bruno Fernandes. Ross, first and foremost, Bruno Fernandes, rumours surfacing once again. Manchester United, Tottenham and Liverpool are all interested in signing. He's supposed to be meeting up with Manchester United officials and potentially Tottenham officials and potentially Liverpool officials. Do you believe it?
Yes and no. It's hard to cipher up the crap, isn't it, when it comes to the rumours. But like you said, it's one of those that just doesn't go away. When it resurfaces, you kind of think, is there something in that? You could probably rule Spurs out because they've made two signings, so I reckon that's them done for.
Yeah, they've
3 years,
yeah,
maybe.
Six,
yeah.
Six.
United have spunky money on Maguire and Wan-Bissaka. They've probably got nothing left in them. You know, if he wants to join Liverpool, or at least we're in the conversation, then that's where I kind of want to be. Either they're a top player or in there. Assess them. I think we're very good at, like, we look at loads of players. We don't always sign them, but, you know, Klopp's keen on their attitude, the personality, what they're like, you know, behind the scenes and stuff. And if they see him as a decent role at Liverpool Football Club, then I've gone past judging them now.
Yeah.
I'll wait till, if it's done, it's done. Fine. I've been years of going, who's that? Why we bought them? And then the ones that haven't worked out, we've got rid of. Like, Dom Slanky hasn't worked out.
Cut your losses. Well, listen, let's just delve a little bit deeper into the article, and you can see just here, Manchester United and Tottenham have been in conversations with the agent, Miguel Pino, that's the agent's name, and Liverpool are still claimed to be interested in signing the attacking midfielder. So reading between the lines there, Manchester United and Tottenham are in conversation, have been in conversation, but Liverpool are just claimed to be interested. It doesn't sound concrete as such, really, does it? In fact, it sounds to me like our name's just been thrown into the mix. And it goes on to say Sport and Lisbon are yet to receive a concrete offer from anybody for the player.
Nothing's happened then.
Nothing's happened then, basically. And this is Inside Football reporting this one. So let me know your thoughts on Bruno Fernandes. Do Liverpool need to sign Bruno Fernandes? Let us know in the comments section, of course. Before we move on, it is my daily plug for Redmen News. I did a plug yesterday. We were on about 7,372 subscribers. We're still on about 7,372 subscribers. Our news content is going there from Monday the 8th of July, so next Monday. So go over there. It's channel.com/UG. I'm not even going to try and bother. It's just ridiculous. If you search Redmen News, if you click the link in the description, if you click the link in the comments, you'll get through there. Subscribe. That's where all our news content is going to be moving forwards. Your support, as ever, is much appreciated. We're over to AS.com right now, and they are saying that Manchester United buying PSG and Milan are eyeing Dani Olmo, but also Liverpool's name is mentioned in this one. He's had an outstanding under-21s Euros final. He was man of the match, and now big clubs are interested in the striker, who is hot property, according to AS. What did you make of him in the tournament, Ross?
I watched every game that he played in. I've always rated him. You know, I've been telling people this for years. No one listens to me. But then I woke up and then I Googled him and looked at his stats.
How did he look on YouTube, mate? Didn't even go that far.
Do you know what really helped was that like banging music really gets you in the mood, you know, a little bit.
You know what I love about those videos more than anything? It's that minute and a half of shit at the start of the video.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And then you get into it and then it's bosh.
It's the name flashes up.
Oh my God. Yeah. They all edit in exactly the same way. It's like there's only one editor for it. But according to Croatian Daily Sports Novosti, the Spain striker is a very in-demand man indeed. And this is the type of thing where 40 million sounds a little bit too much for Liverpool.
His stats are phenomenal.
But you know what? Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal, Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Bayer Leverkusen, Inter Milan, AC Milan and PSG all getting clickbaited on this one, mate.
Yeah. No, they're a perfect search engine names, aren't they? Typing them. I said his stats are incredible, so I did have a quick look on Transfermarkt because obviously I've never heard of him before in my life. 139 games, 30 goals and 22 assists for a 21-year-old that plays attacking midfielder and winger. I mean, even if you paid £40 million, I suspect that price would go up if all those teams are in conversation with them or rumoured to be in conversation with them. That would drive the price back up again. But, you know, again, he's like, cut your losses there. You can go big on this guy and you still get your money's worth out of him and potentially return your investment on him.
So what were some of the stats again for him?
139 games, 30 goals and 22 assists.
Wow. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? Okay, well, we'll move on then. We've got a player rumoured to be going out this time. Milan apparently have met with Lovren's agents. The details. This is what this is. AC Milan have stepped up their pursuit of Liverpool's Dejan Lovren. The Italian club today met with Predrag Mijatović, former striker Real Madrid, who now collaborates with Croatian agent Vlad Lemic. 29-year-old is ready for a change after his triumph in the Champions League with Liverpool. Liverpool are currently looking for £20 to £25 million for the player Dejan Lovren, whose contract expires in 2021. The salary is supposed to be a sticking point for Milan if they can agree terms with Liverpool, which I thought 25 to 30 million is about what Liverpool would want for Lovren. I don't really see the sense personally in selling him. But it doesn't sound to me like if AC Milan are quibbling a little bit about the salary, £25 million might be a little bit too rich for their blood as well, Ross.
Yeah, I think this one's up to Dejan Lovren, I think. I wouldn't sell him, I'm with you. I think, you know, we suggested that Liverpool need a squad, we need depth and stuff, and we had it last season, and we won stuff. To get rid of him, it's a bit cut your nose off to spite your face, I think. You know, there's loads of rumours with the lit going by him and stuff, but he appears to be going elsewhere. He's a solid centre-half. Okay, he might be third, fourth choice now. Maybe, and that's why it comes down to him. He sees his future and looks at that and goes, well, Gomez has got a better, brighter future than me. Matip's form has been absolutely incredible. Where are we getting game time? If he chooses to go on, I think that's where Liverpool say, actually, 25 to 30 million maybe is a good price for him. Someone who's, you know, 29 going on, I think he's 30 this month, maybe next week, actually. You know, how much more are you going to get out of Dejan Lovren? And then his price is only going to come down, particularly if he doesn't play any games. For a business side, have to take the money.
I suppose so. I mean,
if he wants to go.
The flip side, I suppose, of that is, you know, 29, 30. We got a good couple of years out of Ragnar Klavan, didn't we? A little bit older than that. And, you know, I think Dejan Lovren could do a job around Liverpool's squad for the next 3 or 4 years.
But if he wants to play first team football.
Well, then, if he wants to play first team football, then unfortunately, I think he's probably going to have to move on because he's not probably going to break into this Liverpool side and the targets that we've set. You know, we want to win the Premier League. We want to win the Champions League again.
Liverpool just say, no, you're not going anywhere. We need you this season. Because, you know, he's coming towards, well, near the end of the transfer market because it closes before the season starts, doesn't it?
So it does.
You know, you're searching around for people. People know you've got money, then you're paying extortionate fees for someone else.
We all know that Klopp wants time with his players before they get back in. And actually, that brings us nicely onto the next story, which is now this one. It was nice. When will each Liverpool player return for pre-season? Now, we've obviously got players who are over in the AFCON. We've obviously got players who are over in the Copa America. If you scroll down through, this is Anfield's website, they actually, at the very bottom, they give you a rough time. So people who are going to have a full pre-season, the likes of Mignolet, Kelleher, Van Dijk, Lovren, Matip, Gomez, Trent, Robertson, Fabinho, Wijnaldum, Hendo, Milner, Lallana, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Shaqiri, Grujic, Jones, Camacho if he's still there, Wilson if he's still there, Woodburn if he's still there, Brewster and Origi. So that's good. We've got a huge, you know, part of our squad going to be available for the full pre-season. The delayed starts, now some of the, you know, these are some of our better players. Some of our best players, in fact, Alisson and Firmino, anytime between the 14th of July and July the 28th. Now, depending on how far they go, July 28th, pretty late. But even later than that, Ross, Salah, Mane and Keita, sometime between July 26th and Premier League start day, August the 9th.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think Firmino and Alisson, they're in the final now anyway, so it's probably looking toward the back end of that, the 28th of July, which is ridiculous. And then the other thing is, me and Tom were talking yesterday, the games come thick and fast. You know, you've got the pre-season games and stuff, but then it's the start of the Premier League, Community Shield, the Super Cup, and you're about to play like two games a week instantly. I don't know, okay, that's where we want to be, but we want to have the squad behind us. Kate is a mad one because obviously, as we discussed yesterday and the rest of this week, you know, he's injured, but he's getting played and there's a massive debacle going on around there. Manny and Salah, you almost want to reward them for like being so good last season. And it's all been messed up or gone back, in my opinion. The fact they had a 3-week gap between that and the Premier League and the Champions League. Okay, they had a rest then, but then they've gone again straight away. You want them to have a little rest and go, actually, put your feet up. And then you know, we go again, sort of thing. But they're not going to get that. You don't want to rush them back into training first time, particularly when we don't, or as of yet, we haven't bought a backup for Mane and Salah. Some support. Okay, we've got Origi, we've got Shaqiri. But again, we've all said all summer, we don't want to depend on them because we want to step up in quality. And that's where we should be.
You're right. I mean, looking at that, I'll be honest. You know, Salah and Mane, just take those two names. If they were to able to both progress, and you're looking at the start of the season, what's your forward line first game of the season? I mean, Firmino,
big dip on his own.
Origi, Ox,
Brewster,
maybe something like that. I mean, this is a season when we want to start from foot forwards. We want to go out there and get as many points in those first few games as possible. And it is a little bit of a concern, isn't it? And you know, this is coming off the back as you kind of allude to there, Ross. That Salah and Mane played the most minutes they've ever played last season in 1 year. And it's mentioned in that article, in fact, so go and read that if you want to. And there's some more information, of course. This is Anfield Brilliant Site, friends of ours who run it and stuff. Absolutely superb. But yeah, it's
I suspect some of them might want to come back a bit early and cut their holiday short, but then you're in danger of...
It's burnout.
Burnout, exactly, yeah. And the repercussions of, you know, the intense training, the way that we play our footy. What happened last year, you just said Mane and Salah played the most minutes. Because there wasn't anyone else. I know, no disrespect to Shaqiri or Origi. The Origi's form towards the end of the season was incredible. But they're not the same, are they?
No. Two more stories. Let's whiz through these quickly because I do want to get some comments in today. Divock Origi to Real Betis, according to ESPN's rumour rate, there's now 45% chance of him going through to Real Betis. Where's this one come from? He might want to go. He might feel like he's done enough to get more football now, but this is a lad who could be... Well, he's going down as a hero anyway between Liverpool fans and stuff. I imagine he's going to get game time this season. I could see him getting 30 appearances in total with substitute appearances this season. Why would you go to Real Betis for 45 shit games? Or would you rather stay at Liverpool for 30 boss ones?
He's just won a Champions League. Why would you go and do that? I'm not sure the algorithm on this rumour rater. But maybe, you know, I don't think the rumours are going away because his contract runs out. Even if Liverpool were to come out and say we're not getting rid of him. Despite all these rumours, he runs his contract down, fine, we need him next season. I said before, and I said last week, you know, we have a squad, use it.
Absolutely. Okay, breaking news. Bobby Adekanye has now moved to Lazio. Look, they've got this nice little hashtag, welcome Bobby Adekanye is a new Eagle. And we've got a report yesterday saying they wish to sign him. It's only just happened according to their Twitter. Lazio have officially signed former Liverpool winger Bobby Adekanye on a free transfer. 20-year-old scored 3 goals and provided 2 assists for Liverpool reserve team last season. Yeah, just want to say good luck, Bobby. Shame it didn't work out in Liverpool's first team for you. But hopefully you go on and have a good career over in Lazio with a former Liverpool star.
Lucas. He'll look after him, won't he?
He will.
Your mate.
So it's not unlucky for Adekanye.
No,
it's good because he's with Lucas Leiva. So, RedmenTV.com, we've got some belter shows in the bag. We've got some great shows we've just recorded. The Summer Football Show. I'm trying to scout players like Michael Edwards in a 3-part video series. We've done left-backs, we've done centre-backs, we've got the forwards coming up next. We've looked at Naby Keita's injury in-depth on Monday. Machen Pajak, episode 10 is there. It's £5 a month. You can subscribe now. See, we do podcasts, we do written, we do 30 shows, and it's £5 a month. And there's loads of articles on there as well. Ross and the team do a fantastic job on there. So many videos upcoming. Can't wait to really get into this season, to be perfectly honest with you. We'll be covering all of the pre-season friendlies and Liverpool home and away throughout the season. So we'll get into some of the comments then right now.
He says Bruno Fernandes is exactly what we want. He'd be our David Silva, and there's a lot of people talking about him playing left and right, so he could be a versatile forward.
I mean, that's exactly what I've always wanted at Liverpool Football Club. You know, certainly to back up those players. We spoke about it at length today. We spoke about it on the transfer shows throughout the weeks on the RedmenTV.com. That's what we need, isn't it? We need someone who can make it four people, four world-class players challenging for three spots, you know, giving the likes of Sadio Mane and Mo Salah a little bit of rest.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want as well. You know, funny enough, I'm just doing an article on we don't need an attacking midfielder, and I don't think we do. I think if he provides a role that can, you know, give Bobby a rest, give Mane a rest, give Salah a rest, as you just said, even if it's just like there's half an hour left of a game or something, not even to change the game, to give them a rest. You know, like you said before, the amount of minutes they played, I think we'd be dead lucky that they weren't injured. And they potentially have been burnt out already because they've been all the way to, you know, AFCON this summer. Of doing that, just go and give them support, even if it's mental rest. You know, you're playing three games a week sometimes, just like pick and choose when you can play someone.
Absolutely.
But back up with quality as well.
So Bad Panda says, how many games will Brewster play in this one? I'd like to talk about it. I think I've mentioned it over on the website a few times now. I don't think if Liverpool don't sign like a Bruno Fernandes or a really great attacking midfielder or a forward to back these lads up, Salah and Mane, Firmino, etc., I think Brewster's going to play a lot of games this season. I think we've put a lot of trust and hope into young Ryan Brewster, and I think we might have someone like of the talent level of a Marcus Rashford there to come into the side and really perform at a high level. DXSH underscore Tempest says, I would love Bruno Fernandes, but who would drop out of that midfield three, in your opinion? I don't see him as a midfielder for us. I do see him as more of a versatile forward, personally. But
the midfielders we've got is ridiculous. And you've got Chamberlain coming back again. There's a lot of pressure. We don't know where he's at. And it's almost a bit of a gamble of where he's going to be at. But he's still a quality player. Towards the back end of the season, Henderson was so good in that forward role because, you know, we can trust Fabinho now. He adapted to his role. We've got him. Gini can play there as well. You know, if you look at the Barcelona game alone, you know, he changed that as well as playing the six. Milner can play there if he wants to. Okay, I think that people want, like, as Tom said, the David Silva for the creativity and the flair, but our play comes from our fullbacks. It's sound, don't worry about
it. Yeah, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. I still think there's room for improvement. I think we've seen under Jurgen Klopp an evolution each and every season. So last season it really was, we evolved into this full-back attacking side and, you know, midfield fitting into that. But we weren't playing that way when Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain was in there. Henderson had a little bit more of creativity from the midfield. So I wonder whether we're going to see that plus a bit of a creative midfielder as well, and whether we're going to see us evolve once again. So there you go. That has been the Daily News Show. It's been sponsored by Unibet. As I mentioned, do go over and check that blog out. The link is in the description. Some great stuff. It's not just Liverpool as well. If you are interested in what's going on around the world in football, breaking news all the time over on Unibet's blog, thank you very much for sponsors. Thank you very much for watching and supporting. Don't forget to check out Red Men News. Subscribe to that. We're launching Monday the 8th, and we'll see you next time. Tomorrow, in fact, for Red Men Daily News. Ta-ra.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.